Hi.
This is our very second guest. Meet Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Hello. We're glad to have you on here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
The legend herself.
I'm turning into a tomato.
So I am going to flex on all of you because I seen Willow today.
Nobody knows.
I'm going to see Willow.
Who's Willow? Willow Smith.
Willow is the best. No, Willow Smith. We hate Willow Smith.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Willow Smith. I don't like her music or their music. I don't know their pronouns.
So, explain the Willow that you know, the Queen of Dublin.
Willow. Best person in the whole wide world. She's a little blondie. She has the best style ever. Yeah, she's just Willow. If you know, you know, like, there's no way of explaining it.
She's very problematic. She's a trans problematic queen, but we love her. You know, she's like a vibe.
We made eye contact the last time I've seen her today, and when I tell you, I can die happy. And I went to Longitude. No, I didn't, but it was church music singing, and it was bussing. And then the nuns
say bussin', please. No, why? Don't get that out of your vocabulary right now.
And
don't ever fucking use that around me again.
No, because the nuns started going up to people, right? Being like, what's your name? And all this and that. And one of them, she goes to my friend, what's your name? And my friend lies and just goes, Angelica. And when she said Angelica, I dipped. I was like, bye, I can't, because I just started laughing and I couldn't do it. And then my friend just careened my name. She ran away from a nun.
That's not very Christian of her.
Oh, we were dancing along with their music. Like, it was
a
free concert. There's a whole group of like those Amish people. They weren't Amish, they looked Amish to me.
Oh. I wonder how Irish Amish people are. Probably not that different.
Non-existent.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do we even have Amish people?
No.
Like,
oh. I think it's just America.
Are they even real? Like, what do they do? Like, what's the point of Amish people? Is that... Wait, is that offensive?
No, because the thing is, I swear, I seen someone on TikTok being like, oh, yeah. Here's a store owned by Amish people, and the men apparently are allowed to have phones or something.
They're trying to trick the system because they're a man, of course.
Which is actually what we're talking about today.
Yeah, very important topic. Men and the Supreme Court system. Fuck them! Die!
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. The priest, right? At one point, he was talking about something, and he goes, and you should be ashamed to be a man.
I mean, he spoke facts.
He says, and you should be ashamed to be a man. Like, a 30-second pause. You just silence after that, and it's just like, if you think abortions are okay. But it was so funny, because me and my friend were paying attention, and all we hear is, you should be ashamed if you're a man.
I take my response back. He didn't speak facts.
The first part was facts.
Yeah. He just didn't have to add that other bit to it. Anyways.
He's Christian. What do you expect? A Christian old white male that's dressed in a suit to go preaching about God.
I saw a TikTok today where this guy said, like, a fetus to a person. I was like, is this what you call a child? And then they were like, yeah, this is like a baby. Mm. And then the guy texts back, that's a rat fetus.
Yeah, or it was like a dog or something.
Oh my god, I'd be so embarrassed if I was the other people. Like, I wouldn't be able for that.
You're preaching for not getting an abortion, but you don't know the difference from a human fetus to
an animal. Not even just an animal.
I don't know what a fetus looks like. Let me Google it.
has like a smiley face, I think. I don't know. That's the picture they used in the TikTok.
Imagine they just show a picture of the womb and it's a little smiley face. That's a picture of a fetus, guys.
Is that right?
That's a human fetus.
Never.
It looks like a seahorse.
My phone was covering the bottom half, so I couldn't see. People on Omegle are so weird.
Oh, those text messages. No, yeah. I don't want to touch them.
Don't touch them. Are you ticklish?
Yes.
Guy on Omegle that asked Savannah that.
We made a group chat on Discord to role play with this guy, but we were doing it serious. We were planning to fuck his night up.
What the fuck happens when I sleep?
A lot.
Yeah. But what was it?
It was. I'm sorry, it's not like not even my server anymore. It's your guys' server.
Yeah. No, don't say that. Ours. Yeah. But near the end, I brought my
ours. I don't even know what goes on in it half the time.
I brought my alt account in to pretend to be.
Wow!
Basically, yeah. So I brought my alt in. Her iPad died. So we brought the pizza man in to this roleplay because there was like an orgy happening or something. I don't even know. And we got him involved, the pizza man. But it was me, as well as myself. So we made him fuck Claudia.
But Courtney.
And Julia was having her fun. But we had a theory that, because his name was like Zach23M, but he told us he was 17. So we think he's a 23-year-old catfishing to be a teenager.
But the thing is, I didn't even notice that was a part of his username. And I was like, wait a second. When that was pointed out, I was like,
oh. Are we getting groomed?
Yeah, no. Because we were, like, not doing this seriously at all, so.
Yeah. But that was, nearly gave me nightmares. I didn't, remember when I said that I was never going to tell Lewis about this? This is the way he finds out.
No. Okay, wait, maybe.
Lewis.
Okay, maybe I won't include all the parts. Do you want me to include at all?
I mean, yeah, you can't because it's funny, you know?
Oh, yeah, and Vivita, like, left for no reason. Wait, she's back!
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Admit.
Sorry, I just have, like, hairs all over me, and it's really fucking annoying me.
It's the pubic lice.
Oh, my God.
I don't go on my iPad, so I never charge it.
Oh my gosh.
Also, what? It's not my fault my iPad is a school iPad. And am I in school? No.
Can you change it to, is it possible to change it sideways?
I was about to ask as well. Sorry.
Why can't I? Shit. It's, you're like on the side.
You're like this.
Yeah, that was the right way. And then you said turn sideways, so I turned sideways. What?
Savannah's upside down, I just noticed. She's in the upside down.
I've never watched Stranger Things. Actually, no, I have. That's a lie.
Where's the twink?
Back to what we were supposed to be talking about is, if you haven't heard already, like, maybe you're Patrick living underneath his rock or something. You don't have social media.
Kind of, you don't have a life.
Then,
that's so mean.
On June 24th, Roe v. Wade got overturned, which means that in most states, it is illegal to get an abortion unless that state is protected.
Wow.
By its own set of laws. Can a state make its own laws?
Sure.
No. I don't fucking know the whole system. You know what? It's corrupted.
State, then
abortions
will most likely be legal, but if it's a Republican state by, well, mass majority, then abortions will be illegal.
Yeah. The voting for this was 5-4, which 4 of the Supreme Court members were against it, but of course, one member had to agree with making it illegal.
One member?
Well, one more member, because it's 5-4.
Amy, the little pick-me bitch.
The government system.
I saw on TikTok people hexing the Supreme Court members. And the thing is, they did it wrong. They literally used the wrong ingredients that's actually used for protection, like a lemon, eggshells. That's all for protecting. So they're based. Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I've seen the Supreme Court people's bank details on TikTok.
I see their random people's details.
And even if the hexing spell were to work, with the Supreme Court and the whole government system is heavily protected anyways, like you can't even astral project to there. So, yeah. Then the other 4 members that were against it would get harmed as well when they were on your side. So
that's true.
You don't care cares at this point. I think they care about the bad people more than the good people.
Can I just set a scenario for anyone who's watching that is against abortions?
Yeah.
So this is just a little trigger warning for underage rape.
No.
No one cares about trigger warnings.
Sorry. This is real life, people. Deal with it.
Right, so imagine like your daughter is like 9, 10, 11 and she gets raped and she gets pregnant. Yeah,
sorry.
Like, what do you do? Like, do you let her have the baby?
Boo-hoo! Sorry.
Yeah, boo-hoo, go cry about it.
Sorry. Okay,
I can't take this seriously. I'm not in the mood for a serious topic right now, so.
Forgive me. God.
Talk about a
toothbrush in your hand.
No, don't question it.
Oh god.
So, but like, imagine like if I don't like you watching me. Back to the story. Imagine like your 9-year-old like gets pregnant. Like, what are you gonna do? Because like parents want their kids to have an education. You know,
not all of them.
Well, most of them.
But it's not even about education. It's about if the body's even ready for that. And the trauma that they're going to go education? Through.
Don't go to school. Drop out.
But, like, you'd feel awful for a child who has to, like, go through that. Because that's, like, it's traumatic for adults. Never mind, like, kids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about if it's, like, a rape or incest situation. If you agree
some people want to be incest. That's the problem.
I mean, we're trying to talk about something serious. Can you stop laughing? Brothers.
If Eileen looks so sweet.
She is.
If you only agree that abortion should be used in rape or incest situations, that means that you agree that the woman should be violated first.
Exactly.
Before.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Getting an abortion.
Everyone says this, but it's still true. Like, it's a woman's body, it's her choice. Just let her do whatever the fuck she wants to do. If she wants to go snort crack on the streets, let her. If she wants to have an abortion, let her. If she wants to kill herself, fucking let her.
But yeah, I will. It's her choice.
I will do that. Thank you, Savannah.
Snort coke in a random place alley.
You follow your dreams, guys. You go get them.
Exactly. And
okay, do I get the money for cocaine then?
If you want to rob someone, rob them. Rob someone, get your crap.
Not me.
The protesters against abortion, they had signs like, we'll adopt your baby. Like, what about the other hundred thousands of kids that are already in adoption centers, foster homes? We're just going to add more. They won't allow a child to adopt a baby. And they have to also check if you have, like, a home, if you have, like, a good enough paid job, whatever.
Yeah.
But if they are pregnant themselves, they literally have to go through the pregnancy, even though they may not have enough money to be able to take care of the baby. Their own mental health. If it's like,
12-year-old, they won't have any money.
Literally. And their family might even disown them.
Child, like, it's not that hard.
So, like, how does that even make sense? If the woman will get pregnant, whatever, the girl, the woman, whatever it is, the cause, but they won't allow a child to adopt a baby. Nope. It's not possible.
That's why I've always said.
A child to adopt a baby doesn't have a stable job, a stable house.
Exactly.
But they will still allow it. If
that, instead of, like, actually giving birth to a child, because that shit's traumatizing alone. Mm-hmm. But
I also, want to adopt. Give me the option to adopt a child. I'll adopt every child on the planet.
The ability to adopt and not abort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they go together in some way. Yeah. They just.
And
if
also,
you can get one, you can get rid of one.
They are annoying but cute.
You can get one, you can get rid of one. And also, like, the people who are against abortion are pro guns, and there's nothing really wrong with guns. It's, you know,
the people really wrong with guns.
It's just the people that buys them. Like, some people are too fucked up in the head to own a gun.
Yeah, and Vivita's glitching out.
Hi,
she's an she's an animatronic.
I told you guys my phone's lagging.
It's okay, it's just Saturn retrograde. It's Neptune retrograde.
No, it's because I have an iPhone 7.
Oh. Fuck you, Apple, for slowing down older phones. Anyways,
yeah, for real.
They're more pro-gun, and they don't care about the school shootings, even though children are being killed. Like, okay. Yeah, you're totally pro-life. Totally pro-life. And they don't even care about the woman's body. If there's something wrong with the baby, that there's some way the mother will die, they don't give a shit. Like,
it's the baby that matters.
Yeah.
No one matters. Kill yourself.
Well said.
Yeah. I was trying to say. No, but, like, the Earth... Apparently, we've hit, like, 8 billion people. We're getting overpopulated.
We already are. In 20 years' time, because of climate change, we're going to run out of food for everyone.
Yeah, but what's the point of trying to save an extra human but not let the one that's already been living live?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let the child die. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's the point. It's not even a child.
It's, like, 7 months or something.
It's not even a fetus yet. It doesn't even have a heartbeat. It doesn't have feelings.
No, I mean when the baby pops out, like, and if it's a choice between two of them. Like, if I'm like, having a child and it's me living or the baby living, I'm sorry, but I'm choosing me.
Yeah, of course. Nice. Even, like, on airplanes, when, like, there's no oxygen or something, what do they tell you to do? They tell you to put your own air mask on yourself before putting it on your child. To save yourself and then help your child. I just wanted to include something that happened on June 30th. There was also a 6-3 vote for the No Clean Air Act. They don't want clean air. No clean air anymore.
Okay, no more breathing.
They don't want us to breathe.
No more health.
They want us to die.
Keep babies. But they're in a bad health. Casper! Cute!
Hey, Sam!
Hi! We missed you guys.
Why did the door open?
Hi.
Oh, hello!
Lucifer won't pay attention to me.
The whole abortion thing shouldn't even be a debate. Like, it's your body. Who gets to decide what to do with it? Obviously, they think that they are able to control it.
It's not getting rid of abortion. It's getting rid of safe abortion.
Yeah.
True. Like,
exactly.
People might actually be sticking their
poor cooch.
There's a specialty that causes a natural abortion.
Yes, mugwort, drink mugwort tea.
Mugwort tea equals no babies.
I need to get me some mugwort because
Oh no. Did you know? Don't tell the government I said this, but pineapple and sesame seeds help with abortions.
I'm sorry, that kind of sounds like being a child made up. I'm sorry. I don't know why pineapple and sesame seeds.
Not together, like separately, or together if you're into them, go ahead. Like,
men shouldn't even be allowed to have a say in this whole thing because they're men. They don't know how it feels to be a woman. They don't have the reproductive system. They don't have a uterus. I mean, I don't want to disclude trans men, but
men, the men in government don't have a pussy, basically. But they shouldn't have a say in it.
I'm especially disappointed with the women because,
well, one woman.
Bro, it's old woman. What'd you expect?
Yeah, and they want to go back in time, of course, to where they were being controlled by men and they didn't have any fucking rights. Bitch, you wouldn't be even allowed to be a part of the Supreme Court.
Girl, you took your own rights away. Like, what?
I know. Like, you could have your own beliefs, like, to be against abortion, but don't force it on other people. Okay, if you don't want to get an abortion...
Don't force your beliefs on anyone. Okay, I'm speaking to you non-people, Amish people in town. Shut the fuck up. I don't care about God. I have so many prayers given by you. I don't care.
Exactly.
I'd literally shout with them that I'm a fag.
That's the pose I did when I was getting my communion picture taken.
You guys have your communion stuff?
Yeah.
Can't relate.
And look how I turned out today.
Don't push your preferences on other people. They're your preferences for a reason.
Exactly, gay people. Sorry.
Exactly. Also, actually, I saw on TikTok a gay man, and he was like, oh, you've seen how the Supreme Court overruled abortion. So if you're afraid of getting someone pregnant, well, don't be afraid no more because there's gay men and you could come in them. That's what he was basically saying. I'm like, this is not about you right now. It's about women. Like, why are you trying to put your business into women's business?
Literally. Like,
why? You already had June. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
It's July.
Like, sometimes I'm genuinely embarrassed to be gay. These are on me for a joke, by the way. But sometimes I genuinely am so embarrassed to be gay because of what some
That's
people
why I'm like.
Whatever your situation is to needing to get an abortion, you don't even have to have a reason, you know?
You can just want one. Like, yeah. It's not that serious.
But
abortions don't have to be serious. They can be a joke thing. Like,
look, some women genuinely have a thing for getting pregnant and then getting an abortion.
Maybe not that.
They make it seem that, oh, you want to kill a baby, that means you're a murderer. What the fuck?
I'm a murderer.
And what about it? Like, it's not even a full-formed baby yet. It's a clump of cells. I heard that as soon as the sperm enters the vagina, they said, like, oh, that at first, like, conception or something like that, then that's a life, considered a life. It's not even nothing has even formed yet.
Based biology.
I just don't understand how sperm works.
Like, how do people swallow it? Sorry. Okay, we're getting onto a different topic.
Every guy's dingy taste is different depending on diet and health.
I heard it tastes salty.
It's not supposed to taste good. Like, I don't think.
Like, it's calm.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this links into what we're talking about. Because if an abortion is murder, then swallowing sperm is cannibalism.
I never understood the argument of just to not have sex. Just stay pure and be a virgin for life. If you don't want to get pregnant,
in life.
it doesn't make sense. Like, you know that sexual intercourse is not just to create a baby.
Yeah. And there's, like, loads of contraceptives, condoms, morning after pill, birth control.
Yeah, but it's mostly... Oh, my God, can you stop meowing? I'm sorry, it's so weird. You're like, meow!
And I'm talking to Lucifer.
Kitty. Come here, kitten.
Most men say that they won't wear a condom because they're too big.
We know someone.
They're too big. When it's not even about the length, it's about the width.
Girth.
No!
Not girth.
And they also force the women to be on birth control. They're like, are you on birth control? Like, why are we supposed to be the one? Why do we have the responsibility to for your pleasure? We're basically viewed as objects. That's what we are. It's the fact that they will force the women to go onto birth control.
My feet.
Lucifer's into his feet now. Okay.
Exactly.
Don't.
Can I lick your toes?
Jesus. Yes. They don't even know the after effects of what happens when taking birth control. Mood swings. Oh. The changes your body goes through when taking birth control. Like, it's not easy.
Depression, that's a big one as well.
Yeah.
If you want birth control, it gives you depression, and then you have to take antidepressants, then the pills for depression and the birth control don't work together. So it's either you be depressed and not have kids, or you be happy and have kids.
I think I think that's their plan. They want more money.
True.
Yeah, it's a whole scheme. We just found out, see?
We're so smart.
They want us women to die.
We suffer. You be fucking grateful.
Literally, they want us to suffer, but we birthed. What the fuck?
We, well, not us particularly, but women in general.
Yeah.
We fucking took your father's coming to us. We pushed you out. And if we didn't push you out, we got our stomach cut open. We fucking... named you, took care of you when you are sick, when you hurt yourself. We helped you learn everything you know.
And also, after giving birth, most women go through postpartum depression.
Exactly.
Depression again! Are you fucking kidding
me? And men think they're superior because they just let some little white stuff shoot into a woman.
They also say that they'll pull out instead of wearing a condom too.
We know someone who does that.
Like, pull out what? Pull out those STD results, please. Before you do anything with me.
Like, you have HIV, AIDS? I didn't know you were gay.
Even some of the procedures that women have to go through to get, like, an IUD or something inserted. IUD? A little thingy that's inserted up to the cervix, so it prevents a pregnancy.
I'm never having sex with a man.
It's shaped like that.
Yeah, exactly. Wait. Like a uterus, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's, like, pushed up together like that. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it right. And then it's pushed up and it goes, vroom. Wait, no. It goes, vroom. And it just sits in your funny. But there's side effects. Them too, like, they can give you your period not just for a few days but for months and months on end. Mm-hmm.
You're literally bleeding out
every day,
and also, like, you could get something inserted into your arm. But basically what we're saying is that in all of these different type of birth controls, you suffer.
Yeah.
And no,
there's no win-win. It's still a lose-lose.
Yeah. And something being inserted up your funny. Like, they don't put you under
anesthesia.
Nope, you have to be awake through the whole process.
Well, obviously it's just you getting something shoved up your vagina, like,
but
like,
it hurts. Yeah, it hurts. I've heard the experiences that women went through. They thought they were gonna fucking die on that table, whatever they were put on.
But think about it. You're gonna have sex anyway if you're getting it. So you're gonna get stuff sticked up your vagina anyway.
No, like, it's up the cervix, up your uterus. The penis doesn't go up the uterus.
You know,
that's what I've been saying.
You know the place where your body sheds blood, your period? It gets stuck right up there.
Yeah. But when men get vasectomies, they get the option to be put under anesthesia, to be taken care of. Yeah. And also, it's reversible. With birth control, you could be infertile afterwards if you want to have a child. Just so much shit comes after that. And men, it'll be all right. Because they care about fucking men. Why are we put on this fucking earth? I hate it. I want to be removed from this earth. From this planet.
Just kill yourself.
I can't even do that.
You know,
I'm failing.
Like, a man created this, so we should be thankful for him. Who created the man?
And even before they turn into male, we're all female.
I thought we were all male at first.
We're all female in the beginning. So what do you think about that, huh?
Yeah.
Where someone told me we were male first?
You mutated little fucks out there?
No, just throughout the whole process, then you grow a penis. But if, like, the XY chromosomes, I don't fucking know. If it's XX, yeah. I think it stays woman, and then XY, it's male.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, they have that extra Y chromosome, and that's why they turn into a male. If it was a world of women, like, 24/7, there was no men, the only option we would have is
hate
women.
It.
You'd kind of hate it. Actually, it would kind of be annoying. Never mind.
Women are annoying.
Okay, now we're against the women.
Scissoring 24/7.
No, think about it. The woman I'm surrounded with in school, they're fine, right? But then some of them are just ugh.
Anyways, America is going backwards.
So is Ireland. Like, there was literally a protest against it yesterday. And the abortion stuff in America has nothing to do with us.
No, but there's protests about that all the time. Like, it's not just then.
I heard that every 250 years, an empire falls, supposedly. And America is 246 years old. So we have 4 more years to go. And I don't know what will happen in 4 years. Maybe I won't be able to go through that.
Good luck.
Move to Europe.
I will probably move to Europe. Maybe I'll go live in Switzerland.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Living in Ireland.
I'll move to a private island. I'll move to Epstein's Island.
You know what?
You're a bit too old. You're a bit too old right now.
Oh.
I want to go to one of them. Oh wait, Aston, you just reminded me of something. There's an island somewhere in the world where only men can go.
Oh, what?
Yeah, as the Japan Time report,
Okinoshima,
the tiny island off the Kyushu's northwest coast in the Fukuoka province. I don't know. But yeah, can only be set on by men.
Ew.
The island's only inhabitant is a monk employed by Munakata Tisha Shrine to maintain whatever located in the southwest part of the island. The shrine was established in the mid-17th century and has been in much of the same condition since it was last rebuilt in 1932.
You know what I think I'll move to? Island. There's an island that's full of cats. Or Dog Island. But I just hope that whatever this change will happen will be a good change to America, hopefully.
Hopefully. America's
always been fucked up.
Under the Constitution, if our rights are being taken away, we can overthrow the government. So
it's your right and responsibility.
We love that.
I'm tired.
I'm tired of living too. To conclude this episode, they just want to scare us. They fearmonger us. And if you think about it, this whole government system, Supreme Court, it's literally a cult. A cult of wanting to
be all followed.
They want to control us. That's literally the meaning of a cult. No. And maybe it's a cult formed by reptilians. Maybe they're all fucking reptilians. All they want is conflict. They want people to be sick for more money. And also money is a scam too. What is money?
If I'm referencing back to my English essay that I absolutely love about how corrupted the government is, there's this doctor that found a cure to autism and cancer, and he got killed before he could start selling his product. But I forgot his name because I wrote that so long ago. It's fucking July, obviously.
Of course, there's so many remedies out there, but they don't want us to know because they want us to stay sick. And also, I don't understand how we are in debt.
Pharmaceuticals also sometimes make you more
like
sick.
Who do we owe money? We're on a fucking planet, rock, whatever. Who do we owe? Who? What? God? There's no God. There's what? That doesn't make sense. This shit is made up.
Countries owe each other money. That's why we're
who
in debt.
Gives a shit? Who gives literally. A shit?
Just get your own money.
Learn about finance.
Kill men. Fuck men. Actually, don't fuck them, but just
kill men. Fuck women. Pay everyone. Kill yourself.
Beautifully said. Yeah.
There's
I just hope
in finance though, like
that. You know.
Finance.
I love finance.
I hope it doesn't go downhill from here. I don't know what I'll do.
Inflation
I'll kill myself.
Means
I will actually go through with it. I will have
okay.
The fucking pressure of society to do it. Like,
I don't need the pressure of society. Give me a bottle of pills and I'll take all of them.
Third time's the charm. That's what I always say.
Exactly.
Lots of people have said that to me, though.
Like, third time's the charm.
Strangers have said that to me, and I'm like, that's my trauma to joke about, not
yeah.
You.
I get called emo anytime I wear shorts or skirts because you can see my scars.
Get up close, babe.
No.
Get up close, please.
Guys! Bye!
Good. Okay, bye guys. I hope you enjoyed.
Goodbye.
Pro-choice for life. We love you. Until next episode. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.